The U.S. National Committee on U.S.-China Relations has hosted its annual gala dinner in New York City on Thursday. The event has included Committee President Stephen Orlins, former U.S. Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, China's Ambassador to the United States Cui Tian-Kai, and the Chair of National Committee on U.S.-China Relations Carla Hughes, among others. Stephen Orlins says the U.S. and China should be finding ways to work through their current problems for the good of their respective societies.
In the end, it is the peoples of the United States and China who will determine the future of the U.S.-China relationship. Those bonds remain strong. We share so much. We laugh together. We cry together. Mothers in Shanghai and mothers in New York have the same worries about their children's future. Because of them, because of you in this room, China and the United States must and will find ways to work together to confront the real threats of climate change, terrorism, pandemics, and economic crisis.
Speaking at the gala shortly after returning from a trip to China this past week, Henry Kissinger says he believes the Sino-U.S. relationship has the ability to weather the current storm.
I think we are now at a moment of fundamental importance in our relationship. The fundamental issue is whether two great countries can live together in a new world for international politics, in which we find that we emphasize the importance of better relations and the importance of coexistence. I think it can be done.
At the same time, Kissinger says he believes the time is right for China and the U.S. to start developing a new pattern of coexistence.
I actually left China with great hope that a way will be found by which the immediate disputes will be overcome. A new pattern of economic relationship will emerge. And we are beyond that. China and the United States find a way to a dialogue in which they anticipate challenges and overcome them. I believe this is possible.
Echoing the sentiment of the evening, Chinese Ambassador to the United States Cui Tian-Kai suggests the two sides should be able to manage their differences and move past the current trade and strategic disputes.
More recently, we are witnessing some questioning or even challenging to the very good foundation of our relationship that we have built together over the years. If we allow ourselves to be misled by the outdated Cold War mentality and believe in a zero-sum game among great powers, then we might really face a new Cold War. But if we believe in the 21st century approach to great power relations, if we base ourselves on no conflict, no confrontation, mutual respect, and win-win outcome, and if we follow an approach emphasizing on coordination and cooperation, we will be able to build an even stronger and more comprehensive win-win relationship between our two great countries.
The gala for the U.S. National Committee on U.S.-China Relations saw around 400 people attend the dinner, including various experts, scholars, officials, diplomats, and business representatives. For CRI, this is Chen Xiaoming reporting from New York.